Good morning. As for me and my household, I will serve the Lord. Let that sink in for a second. As for me and my household, I will serve the Lord. This is probably one of the most well-known pieces of scripture we have from the Old Testament. You can see it on paintings, on signs. People write it on their walls, in their homes, in their houses of worship. As for me and my household, I will serve the Lord. But what does this mean? Where did this come from? Well, this came out of a time of transition, a time when people were trying to figure out their identity. The Jewish people, the ancient Israelites, were trying to figure out who they were. See, they used to be slaves in Egypt, but that was over 40 years ago now. And they had wandered the desert, and they had fought battles, and they had faced starvation. But God was always there for them. They turned away from God, but he was always there, calling them back into his fold. And now they're in this movement. And as we look at this movement, we have to recognize some things. You see, whenever there's a movement, there are things that seem contradictory that happen. We see here that the Amorites are kicked out of their homeland for the Israelites to come in. And when we look back with our 21st century lens and we look at that, we say, how could that stuff happen? And there isn't any clear answer except that these things do happen. And as a reminder to us in history, looking forward, that when there are movements, there will be things that will happen. But that doesn't mean that the movement stops. See here, Joshua called together all the tribes of Israel, and he called them to be the people which God wanted them to be. When he said, me and my household will follow the Lord, all the tribes of Israel said it too, and they now became the people of God that influenced the rest of the world. When I hear this, I think of other times that we have been in great transition. I think about more recent times in human history. I think about when we had the Civil War here in this country. We were a nation that was torn apart, didn't know which way we were going to go. Were we going to go this way? Were we going to go this way? Or were we just all going to fall apart? There was no clear ideal, no clear vision. Then Abraham Lincoln one day stepped onto the field of Gettysburg, a battlefield just a year earlier, and gave what is now known as the Gettysburg Address, which gave a people, a vision of the future, of what it could be, and what it should be. And that echoed out throughout history. And as time goes on, as generations go on, there was another movement. This movement later we called the Civil Rights Movement. Martin Luther King Jr. went to Washington, D.C., and he stood there and looked out across a vast crowd of people and gave the I Have a Dream speech. The speech was called us to a further understanding, a further picture, a further inclusiveness of what that vision can be and who we can be as people of God. And this all happened because we said, yes, we will serve the Lord. But it isn't just people who are in history books or movies or documentaries, you see. It's everyday people. It is people like my grandmother. Now, my grandmother, Ethelyn, came from a very humble background. She was one of 13 children, raised during the Depression, a daughter of a potato farmer. They didn't have much as the material goes, but what they did have was two things. They had their community, and they had their faith. And this sustained them through their entire lives. And my grandmother had this saying on a plaque right next to her chair. As for me and my household, we'll serve the Lord. And she didn't preach from that or beat it down your head. What she did, though, she lived it as an example. I can remember as a child, she would sit down in her chair, grab her Rolodex with cards like this in it. Back in the days before we had smartphones, you had to write down everybody's name and number. And she would sit there and she would roll through her Rolodex and she would grab out a card and she would call somebody just out of the blue. And she would want to know how they were doing, how life was going, what their hopes and dreams were at that moment. And she'd keep her community together that way. And then, if she found out anybody needed any help or struggled with something, she would grab that phone, and she would call you up, and she would say, you know, so-and-so has a need, and I think you can help them out. And I can tell you, when Ethelyn called you on the phone and said you need to help somebody, you dropped everything you were doing, and you went and helped. And this is how she served the Lord. She served it by serving the people around her in her community the best way she knew how. And as I look through a time, I believe we are in a time of transition. We're in a time of transition as a planet, as a people, as a nation, and in a time of transition as a church. We're trying to figure out who our identity is in this 21st century. And as I reflect back on that, I can remember our presiding bishop, Bishop Michael Curry, called us into a vision. He said that we are the Episcopal branch of the Jesus movement. Let me repeat that again. We are the Episcopal branch of the Jesus movement. And what does this mean? Well, it means that we serve the Lord. And how do we do that? We do that by serving our fellow mankind, everyone, no matter who they are and where they come from. When you serve the Lord, amazing things happen. You see that there's a need for a diaper bank in Kalamazoo, that there are families that are struggling to provide this basic need for their children. And you start that diaper bank, and then hundreds, if not thousands, of families in the Kalamazoo area have diapers for their little ones. When you serve the Lord, you hear that there are people who are transitioning into a better housing situation, which is great, but they don't have furniture, and they don't have pots and pans, and they need this. So you start a ministry, and that ministry feeds them and gives them a sense of dignity and a place to start. And when you serve the Lord, you start a thrift shop where people can get their basic clothing and items at an affordable price so they can go and get a job and they can have a start in life. And when you serve the Lord, you hear that there's a local elementary school that is in need of mentors. And you spend an hour of your week sitting down with a child, helping them learn how to read and write, or just being a friend, showing them there's an adult that cares about them in their lives. This is what it means to serve the Lord. And it can be very small things, too. It can seem like small things, but they can be big. It can be you're at your work, and there's a new coworker who's struggling, trying to learn the systems of that of the workplace, and you take time of your day, sit down with them, and mentor them. You never know. You might have the best colleague you ever had when you do that. See, when you serve the Lord, it can be that you go to that telephone, and you pick it up, and you dial a relative, a friend they have not seen in a long time, and you just see how they're doing. It may have been ages since someone just called them on the phone to see how they're doing. And it can be as simple as when you're at the gas station and you look at the clerk who's obviously having a bad day and you give them a smile and you wish them the best rest of their day. You never know. You may be the only person that has been kind to them in that entire shift. And when you serve the Lord, miraculous things happen too. You as a faith community put out signs out in the front yard that call us to a vision of what it is to serve God's people and how to treat one another. When you serve the Lord, a frontier self-taught lawyer becomes president of the United States. Then he stands on the battlefield of Gettysburg, one of the most horrific scenes we've ever had, and gives vision to a people and gives a sight that will inspire generations to come. When you serve the Lord, an inner-city preacher from Atlanta will lead a movement and stand on the steps of the monument to that president and call us into focus and change the world. These are what happen when you follow the Lord. And I dare say to you, yes, as for me and my household, I will serve the Lord. And yes, we are the Episcopal branch of the Jesus movement. Amen.